And in the United Kingdom, there is a vote going on right now about whether to leave the European Union or to stay in the EU. Proponents on both sides have been out doing last-minute campaigning. Here's Prime Minister David Cameron speaking yesterday. He wants to stay in the EU.
It's about that word, together. We will win together, fight together, keep the Britain in a European Union together. So let's get out there and vote Remain tomorrow, Thursday.
And here is Conservative MP and former London Mayor Boris Johnson, who wants to leave the EU, speaking in a televised debate on Tuesday.
And if we vote leave and take back control, I believe that this Thursday can be our country's Independence Day.
Joining us now is Sean Curran, political correspondent for the BBC. Hi, Sean.
Hello, thank you.
And first of all, you are somewhat restricted in what you're allowed to say to us today. Tell us about that.
Yes, the BBC operates under very strict rules whenever we get to an election day or a day like today, which is a referendum day. And basically, the BBC, like other broadcasters, isn't allowed to report any details of campaigning whilst people might be out and about voting. And that's for lots of reasons. The BBC has a very strict duty to be impartial. There are also some legal rules that apply not just to the BBC, but apply to everybody. And that means that until 10 o'clock tonight, British summer time, when the polling stations close, we are very restricted in terms of what we can say. And we can't really talk about anything that might in any conceivable way affect how somebody is going to vote, even when I'm talking to you in Boston.
So what are people actually, what happens when people go into the ballot box? Does the question just say stay or go?
Basically, between 7 o'clock this morning and 10 o'clock tonight in the UK, people will go to their local primary school, that's the school for young children, or their church hall or their village hall, or in one or two cases, even the local pub. And there will be set up a makeshift polling station. Their name is crossed off a list. They're given a form and then they go into a little booth, and it's not terribly high tech. They'll find there a pencil with a bit of string on it, and they have to put a cross in a box. And the question on the ballot paper is, should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave the European Union? It's an exercise in direct democracy. It's very unusual for the UK. We've only had three UK-wide referendums in our history. This is number three. And it is all, as I say, pretty low tech. You just wander down to the church hall, take a piece of paper, and put your X in a box.
And is this the kind of vote that some people are not participating in? Is there anybody who just says, I've got to work today, I don't have time to go vote?
Well, there are postal votes for people who can't vote, and we know that postal voting has been a feature of a lot of recent British elections. Not everybody is entitled to vote. The electorate is set out in law. So some months ago now in Parliament, laws were passed setting out what the rules for this referendum would be. But we do know from the authorities that monitor elections in this country is that more than 46 million people are entitled to vote. So that's a really high number, much higher than we've had in some recent elections. So there are a lot of people who are entitled to vote. The vast majority of them are expected to make that journey down to the polling station. It's actually, in London and the southeast of England, been an exceptionally rainy day. We had thunderstorms last night and floods, and that has actually caused one or two problems. In some parts, they've had to move polling stations because churches or schools have been flooded. Should say, though, just to make it even more complicated, there's one group of voters who don't have to worry about the weather. There are about 20,000 or so people who are entitled to vote in the British Overseas Territory of Gibraltar. And they are almost guaranteed perfect weather today.
Well, and how is this going to work tonight? When will we know the results of this?
10 o'clock tonight, all the polling stations, wherever they are, will close. The ballot boxes are sealed. They're then moved to counting areas. We are hoping that we'll start to get some results before midnight. What will happen is that the counting will continue and we'll get announcements through the night, and the expectation is that probably in the early hours, as most people are waking up and having breakfast, we will start to get an idea of what the result is. It's whichever side gets the most votes, they will have won.
That's the BBC's political correspondent, Sean Curran, in London. And presumably, if we talk to him tomorrow, he'll be able to say a whole lot more. Sean, thank you so much. And best of luck in covering this historic day.
Thank you very much. And I promise the next time we talk, I'll tell you a whole lot
more. You'll spill the beans.
I'll spill the whole beans.